How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today.
The single biggest difference between the two is the notion of age of marriage or childbearing. We see the blue system as one that says grow up first, be established, be financially sound, then have a family. The red family system says it's very important to avoid too much premarital sexuality, so you're going to move lockstep from school into employment and marriage fairly soon. You're not going to wait until you're fully established. You're going to get married and have children younger.
That's Dr. June Carbone. She's co-author of the new book, Red Families versus Blue Families. We're going to review that book here in the last 10 minutes of this first hour of Issues, Etc. this Tuesday afternoon, September the 28th. Our guest, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. She's founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's authored the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your recent trip to our neck of the woods in Illinois.
Well, I had a marvelous time. I flew into St. Louis and then and stayed there near the airport and then drove off to Effingham, Illinois to participate in a fundraising banquet for a group called the Family Life Center, which is a crisis pregnancy center operating there in the city of Effingham, which is evidently not a real big town, but it was just a marvelous group of people, a real interfaith effort. And it turned out, Todd, that you had something to do with my getting that speaking engagement. Would you like to hear how that happened?
I would. How was it?
One of the people on their board is a Lutheran pastor over there, and he has evidently been listening to Issues Etc. for a long time, and he, you know, likes our different conversations. And so he went to your website and took off a couple of our interviews and put them on a CD and passed them around to everybody on the board of the Family Life Center in Effingham and said, we need to have this person for our keynote speaker. So that was really marvelous. People are listening. Todd, your show's having an impact.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And, you know, all the dates we can book for you, all the better.
Thank you.
This book, Red Families versus Blue Families, and I listened to an interview with one of the co-authors earlier today. Sounds very convincing. I mean, they seem to have all the data on their side. Their point being that if you live in a blue state and you live by blue state values, that is kind of the more socially, politically liberal values, then the incidence of out-of-wedlock births and divorce are less than in the so-called conservative red states.
Well, you know what, you put it very accurately the way you just said there. If you live by the blue state values, then there's lower rates of out-of-wedlock childbearing and lower rates of divorce, if you live by the blue state values. Well, what that turns out to mean, Todd, is if you're willing to have abortions to get rid of unwanted children, and then if you're willing and able to go to college, then you're going to have a pretty good life. That's really what she's saying. But she is, in effect, unwittingly admitting that the prosperity of the upper middle class educated woman is built on abortion. And so if you're a person who either isn't inclined to go to college, and, you know, there are a lot of people who, frankly, don't want to go to college and shouldn't go to college, she doesn't have anything to offer them. The blue state paradigm, the blue state model has nothing to offer them. And so what ends up happening is that for the women who want to keep their babies, they end up having to keep their babies on their own. And so whether you're in the blue states or the red states, it doesn't matter. If you are a lower income, less educated woman, the odds are strong that you're going to be involved in out-of-wedlock childbearing and multi-partner fertility. And that's being driven by the values of the blue state people that you don't care to live by. You see, I mean, a lot of those women want to have babies, and they want to have them relatively soon, and June Carbone has nothing to offer them.
You say that the authors of this book single out abstinence education and parental notification with regard to abortion as the things that are keeping, we shall say, for lack of a better term, lower class women lower class.
Yeah, you know what? If you actually look at the book and look at what they think the policy should be, the only answer that they have is more contraception. That's basically what they have to offer, is more contraception, and failing that, more abortion. And I've watched them participate in some online discussions back and forth with some of their opponents and so on. And that I'm not overstating their position. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what they really mean to say, that they think there are no problems that cannot be contracepted out of existence. And so, therefore, the only policies that are left for that would be even more money into promoting contraception, even less talk about abstinence, and even less involvement by parents, you know, to prevent girls from having abortions. So really, truly, the plain fact of the matter is that abortion and contraception have done all the quote-unquote good that they can possibly do. You know, if you want to get rid of out-of-wedlock childbearing, we already have a country that is just saturated with availability of contraception. You know, it's simply not credible to think that people don't have access to contraception. It's crazy. So what they come up with, since they have to have some explanation, you know, they come up with these little tiny policies that are really, I mean, I think everybody on the pro-life side believes that abstinence education and parental notification are minor changes in policy, but it's all the Supreme Court will let us do, basically. You know, so it's really, in a sense, quite absurd. And it's particularly marvelous, Todd, that you asked me this question right now, that we're having this interview right now, on the heels of my visit with the Family Life Center in Effingham, because in my conversations with the people who work there, they're very clear that as they're working with the women who come to them, mostly lower-class women, of course, they know where to find contraception. You know, you never hear these girls say, I got pregnant because I couldn't figure out where to find a condom. You know, that's just never what you hear. You hear things like, I wanted to have a baby because I wanted someone to love me, and I wanted someone to love. You know, you hear that kind of thing all the time. And, of course, June Carbone is completely oblivious to that because why? Because that kind of motivation has never been part of her life. She's always been, as far as I know, now she is an advocate for the high-end, highly educated, well-to-do woman. And the idea that a woman could be motivated by a desire to love and be loved, that's just not part of her worldview, you know. So all of these 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds and 22-year-olds who are saying, I can't wait around for a guy anymore and I just want to be loved, June Carbone has nothing to say to them. You know, it's like she doesn't even know they exist.
You say in your review that educated women still get to have the leave it to beaver lifestyle that they denigrate in their women's studies classrooms, and that they've done so much to destroy in the rest of the culture, they just get started at age 35 instead of 18. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that June Carbone and her co-author, their point is to say, look, if you look at the educated, wealthier women, they are having very few out of wedlock child pregnancies. They're having very few divorces. They're having lower divorces. They explicitly say these women, the statistics for these people, for the upper end of society, look very much like the pre-sexual revolution statistics. In terms of out of wedlock childbearing and divorce. So when they finally do get married, they stay married. Well, why? Well, because education and maturity are protective factors against divorce, and that's true whether you have abortion in the culture or don't have abortion in the culture. That's just the way things work, right? And so the idea that you'd get married and stay married, that you would not have kids out of wedlock, that those would be desirable things, they don't, you know, women's studies classes don't preach that. They don't promote that. They basically say you don't want to get married at all, you don't want to have kids at all, and if you do, you might as well be independent and tough and prove that you can do it all on your own. That's kind of the message that is produced during women's studies classes. But the fact is, the educated women are not living that lifestyle. They're living more like a 50s lifestyle, but they start it after they've had their educations, after they've got tenure at a major university or something. That's when they start. So they're 35 when they get married. They have their 2.1 kids. Actually, they have about 1.6 kids, if the truth be known. And then in the meantime, the whole rest of the culture is swirling around them in social chaos and disorganization, and they don't have anything to say about that. They have nothing to offer those people that's constructive. And that's why this book made me so upset, Todd. I was supposed to have reviewed it 6 weeks ago, and I couldn't do it. I just got so upset with the book.
With only about 20 seconds, Jennifer, how would you respond to someone who says, you social conservatives, you're a bunch of hypocrites about marriage, family, and morality, and this book, Red Families versus Blue Families, proves it? 20 seconds to respond.
Well, we believe that marriage and childbearing and sexuality should be connected with one another, and there's nothing hypocritical about our belief about that. We have tried our best to build a society where that's possible, but between the Supreme Court and Roe versus Wade, basically taking nationalizing abortion, between the federal government actively promoting contraception amongst the poor and amongst the young, between all of those federal policies, the federal government has nationalized and centralized the whole sexual culture. And social conservatives basically are bringing knives to a gunfight. We are completely outmanned and outgunned in that kind of a fight. And for people to be complaining at us that we haven't done enough, it's because the courts and the federal government are not letting us do what we think needs to get done, which is to rebuild the connection between marriage, childbearing, and sexual activity.
Folks, you'll find a link to the blog and the website for Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Jennifer, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. It'll be Greg Smith first. There's a new survey out on the religious knowledge, or shall we say lack thereof, of Americans. Basic questions about world religions that a lot of Americans just don't know the answers to. Greg Smith from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life that conducted the survey in Washington, D.C. will be our guest. We'll talk about the biblical concept of the family with Joe Dallas from Genesis Counseling. And Dr. Mike Adams will join us in the last 15 minutes to talk about seeker-friendly churches. I'm Todd Wilkin, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 28th, right after this.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues, Etc.